Virginia may drop patchwork of gambling regulators for unified agency. The Commonwealth of Virginia could be poised to streamline its gambling regulatory framework. A joint legislative subcommittee is deliberating the creation of a unified regulatory body, although real progress won't be made until at least next year. The proposed Virginia Gaming Commission aims to consolidate the oversight of various gambling activities, potentially replacing the current patchwork system where multiple agencies hold jurisdiction over different aspects of gambling. This move comes as the state grapples with the complexities of regulating a burgeoning industry that includes not only traditional lottery and casino operations but also emerging forms of gaming. Currently, the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services oversees charitable gaming, while the state police are tasked with the investigation and regulation of certain gambling operations. Additionally, casinos operate under their own set of regulations and reporting mechanisms to the Commonwealth. This dispersed regulatory environment has prompted discussions about the potential for overlap, inefficiencies, and the challenges of enforcing a consistent gambling policy across the state. At a recent meeting in Richmond, a consultant's analysis underscored the benefits of maintaining the Virginia Lottery as an autonomous entity due to its established administrative structure and successful track record. Conversely, the consultant advocated for the establishment of the Virginia Gaming Commission to oversee other gambling facets, suggesting a more cohesive approach could enhance regulatory efficiency and effectiveness. The recommendation reflects a growing trend among states to adapt their regulatory practices to the evolving landscape of legal gambling. Virginia's General Assembly is expected to weigh in on the proposal when it reconvenes next January. The decision to create a new regulatory agency will be informed by the subcommittee's findings, public opinion, and the experiences of other states with similar regulatory bodies. Weighing the pros and cons. The establishment of the Virginia Gaming Commission would represent a significant shift in the state's approach to gambling regulation. Proponents of the unified agency model argue that it would lead to a more streamlined and efficient regulatory process. By consolidating oversight, the state could reduce redundancy and confusion that comes from multiple agencies having jurisdiction over different aspects of gambling. This could also lead to more consistent enforcement of gambling laws and regulations, potentially increasing the state's revenue from gambling operations. On the other hand, opponents of a unified regulatory agency raise concerns about the potential for decreased oversight and accountability. With multiple agencies currently involved in the regulation of gambling, there is a system of checks and balances that could be lost if a single agency were to assume control. There is also the risk that a unified agency could become overwhelmed with the breadth of responsibilities, leading to inefficiencies or oversights. Furthermore, the transition to a new system could be complex and costly, requiring significant time and resources to implement effectively. Another argument in favor of a unified agency is the potential for improved problem gambling support and resources. A single agency could potentially provide more focused and robust support for individuals struggling with gambling addiction, as well as for their families. Additionally, a unified agency could be better positioned to adapt to changes in the gambling industry, such as the introduction of new technologies or the expansion of online gambling. Conversely, critics argue that a unified agency could lead to a concentration of power that may not adequately represent the diverse interests within the gambling industry. This could result in regulations that favor certain operators over others or fail to consider the unique needs of different gambling sectors. There is also the concern that the establishment of a new agency could lead to bureaucratic growth and increased government spending without a corresponding increase in benefits to the public.